Peace and love. Peace and love, everyone. Welcome back to the Universal Love Movement with your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore. I just want to say that I love you today. If no one has told you that, I genuinely do. And it's because I really deeply have, I love myself in a way that is more than just that surface level cliche love. And it allows me to, you know, I may not always feel warm, fuzzy vibrations for everyone, but the love is through a curiosity and a value that I have for all things around me, you know, positive things, negative things, etc. And in this episode, we're gonna talk about that. This is a special episode because this is I started this on Valentine's Day, self-love day, in 2019, and then went a year with a bunch of episodes that I canned, and so I just really started, you know, then again around that same time of year, February, March, right, kind of where we are right now, during last year. So it's like a 1 year slash kind of one year anniversary show. So, you know, today we're going to talk about love and self-love and the importance of it, and not in a cliche way where it's, you know, you hear about love and you hear that it's really good to love yourself, right? And what does that mean, though? What does it mean to truly love yourself? Well, I think that the implications really allow us to understand what it really means to love yourself. The implications of loving yourself are important, but then also the ways in which we love ourselves are important. So there's so many layers to it. So first, let's talk about the implications, and then we'll talk about the ways, you know, in which we love ourselves. So when we're thinking about the implications, the impact that it has on you and your world, loving yourself has a direct correlation with loving the world. It's like a person with good self-esteem, right? How they are more likely to see the talents and strengths in others. And if you haven't heard that before, hopefully it makes sense, right? If you know your strengths, right? If you know what you bring to the table in any kind of team situation, relationship, or what have you, or if things are going on great in your house, you know, or whatever, if you have the car of your dreams or whatever that may be, then you are more likely to be able to appreciate someone who is external to you, right? Someone external to you and whatever they have going on. So it's one of those things that it starts from the inside out, right? So we say, oh, love other people, do whatever, but it starts with the self-love. So the implications are that you can show up fully. You can't give what you don't have, right? So like one of the things that is, this is a really sometimes of a challenging thing to talk about for some people, but and it can be discussed a little in a little bit of a cliche way, but the idea of loving yourself before you get in a relationship or something like that, right? Because, you know, sometimes we give love to other people and we're, you know, whether it's these are romantic partnerships that it really rubber really hits the road. But I've learned, and as many of you have, even through watching movies, if not in your own, you know, personal life, you can't give what you don't have. So, and from a relationship with a romantic partner where it's like you want to really love them, you can't truly give them. You can give a lot, and it may seem like love, but sometimes it's going to be at one's detriment, and it's not true love. It may be more based off of conditions. And not even the unconditional love, which is an entirely different episode, right? So the implications of true self-love is being able to, because this is the Universal Love Movement, as you know, the tagline, which I don't even say all the time, is you love yourself enough to love all those around you. But it starts with that self-love so that then there is a reservoir, a well to pour from, right? And being able to really see the value in other people. So when we talk about self-love and being able to see the value in other people, it means in ways in which you're not necessarily going to be putting yourselves in harm's way. And but it's a curiosity. A love is a curiosity, and it's not based off of a condition. It's being able to find the value and have empathy for other people. So what values do these people have that I'm around? What empathy, right, do I have for these individuals, right? How can I look at them in a way, no matter who it is? And the most challenging of situations are the times in which your true love muscle is tested. Now, everyone doesn't have to be about, you know, love, et cetera, but if you are on the path, right, of self-love, and you're on the path of love, it's really about those things. Now, there are some spiritual elements to get into, which I try to keep this to, you know, as you all know, the Universal Love Movement, we try to be non-dogmatic and a little bit more general for everyone as much as possible. So we're talking about the implications for other people in terms of this whole self-love, right? Now, when we say the implications, which I can come back to a little bit more depth, but what does it mean to love oneself? What does that mean? Well, the same thing, right? You say, so you can be curious about others, see value in others, right? The same thing for yourself. What ways are we, and empathize with others, you know? What ways are we empathizing with ourselves? And, you know, I talked about the positive intelligence training in the past few episodes. And one exercise that we did was we actually held a picture up of ourselves as a kid, and we were able to do some meditations and look at ourselves and go back to our, you know, and me, I did it because I actually, there's a book called, by John Bradshaw called, Homecoming, and that I did some work with that it was my early 20s, it was a good while ago, but I can return to it again because it's one of those things you can continue to do and build. And what we would do is you visit yourself at certain ages, like, you know, 0 to 4, 4 to 8, blah, blah, blah. And you would talk to yourself as an adult, and you would send yourself messages. And the little you, the little version of you would write letters to the older version of you and vice versa. It's pretty interesting stuff. But long story short is going through that process of loving oneself really does go back to our childhood in terms of how much were we taught to love ourselves? How much did we get? And how much judgment do we even have right now? If you looked at a picture of yourself when you were a little kid, do you have the capacity of curiosity for yourself? And is there a warm feeling? Do you appreciate and love that little person? And how much are you still connected with that little person, right? Because we are, you know, we have all these layers and we become cool and mature and all that good stuff. But there are elements and nuggets of us that are just part of just who we are at the core. And sometimes getting older becomes more and more putting layers and things over top of that, right? And not necessarily growing that into it blossoming just because of how the world works. And I remember, you know, my younger self, you know, thinking like, wow, what a sweet, you know, kind little person who really, you know, loves people and wants people to be happy, right? Before the kind of more sabotaging people pleaser type of versions of it, where it's like I put people's happiness over myself or, you know, things like that, right? So it's going back to the essence of who you are and then being able to know has some of that matured into, you know, ways in which you're vibrating right now in a positive way, or does some of that still need to come back to the surface so that you can love yourself in a way of valuing? So that valuing part comes from this knowing who you are and really being unapologetically who you naturally are. That's the loving yourself, right? You talk about all the people from different, you know, walks of life who say, hey, this is who I am. I had to. And people think about the LGBTQ community when you're talking about coming out. And that's one very, very powerful version of it. But when you talk about coming out, people come out in many different ways in terms of, hey, this is what I want to do. I loved playing guitar. I always wanted to play guitar. You know, it's like the talents come out and it's like, hey, I'm unapologetically going to do this, or I'm really an adventurer, or, you know, and sometimes it takes situations like being really confined and survival of the fittest, or sometimes folks, when it comes to like a near-death experience, or, you know, a situation where they're diagnosed with something that they feel like, you know what, I really have to be who I am now. So how about we love ourselves even before that, enough to not just say it, right? And not just look inward, but be curious about those things. Be empathetic with ourselves. Give ourselves a break, right? Give ourselves a break. And in terms of if we're pushing ourselves too hard, or beating up ourselves because we don't think we're pushing ourselves too hard, how can we love ourselves unconditionally to where the thoughts about ourselves are kind and are you know, there's an author, I won't say this author's name because this person's controversial now, which is interesting. They say, like, love yourself like you were in charge of taking care of yourself, like, or something like that. Like, take care of yourself as if you were in charge of yourself. So, you know, sometimes when we have responsibilities, we go all in on our responsibilities. But when it comes to ourselves, or at least I'm speaking for myself, you know, I found in the past, you know, that that's what's happened. But when I want to change it, I'm like, wait, I am responsible for me. Like, everything from my own happiness to everything else, and not necessarily putting it on other folks. Now, I allow whomever, you know, to have a stake in adding to that, you know, way I take care of myself or self-care, et cetera. But before, I used to kind of put it all, like, I'll put all on my partner, you know, and then have these amazing expectations for her, you know, or anything like that. And then it would become something which I felt resentful about anyone in the world for not doing it for me. It's like, oh, this doesn't do that. You don't do this for me. And that was pretty damaging, because the locus of control would always be external to me, and I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have control over how I love myself. And that was interesting. So when I started to be more, you know, curious about what I am, and going into the work with me as a little kid, started to just think about the ways in which I value myself, you know, what I valued about myself and what values I have. It's like, wow, what are these talents, and what are those things that are innate, and what have been, because, you know, a talent in itself or something innate, it's just there, but something can be cultivated into like something positive or a strength. Like, so, and I said this in another episode, sometimes some of loving yourself is really knowing what one's purpose is and living in it unapologetically, because then that is the ultimate way to feel good, right? It's just to be in one's purpose. And I know that, you know, part is mine is to, like, you know, love and spread love to the world, right? So in terms of this podcast, through this, whether it be through music, you know, and certain things, and not letting the world get in the way. And that purpose can be fulfilled in any different particular job, right? There may be certain vocations or career paths or, you know, things that I could do that may bring it out more than others. But how am I going to then choose, what road am I going to drive this vehicle on, right? Like that vehicle that I have, which is, you know, kind of like metaphor for the purpose or whatever. So if we are doing these things, the love for ourselves that we can have can really come from a way of empathizing with ourselves. And as I mentioned before, then you're able to empathize better with others. So the last thing I'll say is, like, when it comes to loving yourself, you know, enough to love all those around you, is that, you know, the more you are able to empathize with yourself, right? And the more you're able to have this understanding of who you are, the more that it will allow you to do so for others, right? You're able to show up, and you're able to be in situations with others and explore any type of situation that may come about, and work through things. And it's never an excuse to let anybody be or act any type of way that they want to act, right? Or towards you or anything. It actually will allow oneself to not, but you can, their curiosity is, it's like a, what do they say? You empathize or perspective take or whatever, right? Of others, having that curiosity, and then having that, seeing that value in others and being able to empathize with others. These are beautiful things that come from the well within. So I invite you all to just love yourself more in these ways. Now, self-care, which is, you know, I've had episodes on that. It's just that's an element of it. Like what you do, you know, whether you're meditating or eating right and all those other things, which is huge. But we talk about that. But, you know, I wanted to make this episode one in which we say, okay, how do I really love myself to love all those around me? How am I going to take care of myself? Because one thing that I know is like any raw negative feeling or emotion that one has is not and stays with is not self-love, right? Because you continue to beat yourself up over and over again. So hopefully you can see how it's a cycle, how it kind of blends and folds together. Let's say someone did something to me today, right? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be mad at this person. I'm holding, I'm clenching. This clenching motion when you feel mad at someone or something, right? And then I'm clenching myself and I'm mad and I have these feelings. And so then this person's gone, right? Let's say they're out of the room or I don't see them. Let's say a person I don't even know because they're like the person at the DMV or something like that. Those feelings of the negative feelings towards other actually becomes not so loving of oneself because I'm carrying that. Any pain, any of that continued like hate, any of that continued residual disgust or anything becomes a lack of self-love because, you know, pain is information, right? And emotions can make you stand up for yourself and make sure that we're not going to accept, you know, treatment that is not, advantageous to who we are, but holding on to it. So that's another, you know, 2.0 version, maybe, I don't know, depending, maybe 1.0 for you, but how do you love yourself enough to not allow others? It's a symbiotic relationship, right? Not allow others to force you to not love yourself by then forcing you into these painful states. So, you know, when something happens, like someone, you know, were to, transition or something like that, or if you have a loss of a loved one, there's grieving and there's the process of getting over things that are so healthy, which we must go through. But as I mentioned, even in some, everything ties together. If something were to happen to you at any given moment, that information of that pain that can force you to really understand who this person is or what have you, it's only as good for a moment. But anything after that moment is not self-love because it's damaging to your mind, your body, and your spirit. It's damaging to your mind because obviously you can't think as clear as otherwise, and science proves this, and your body because of the chemicals that are released into your body, and to your spirit, if you're one that believes in energy, you can recognize that. So I invite you all to love yourself by loving all those around you or enough so that you can. This is the Universal Love Movement with your host, Dr. Carl S. Moore, sending love and light and happy anniversary.